episode 906, Faith Like Fireworks.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a celebration here in the United States of America. Yes, happy 4th of July. It is our Independence Day, and I hope you are celebrating with your friends and your family. You know what? We need to go to our knees and be grateful for what God has given. Today is inspiration, motivation, and lots of encouragement, a ray of hope. Faith Like Fireworks. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Woo! What a day! Do you already have plans for tonight? Are you ready to watch the fireworks? The fireworks of your life. I mean, I know as a family, we love watching fireworks. And in our city limits, we're not allowed to use them. And that's fine. It kind of is nice because then mama doesn't have to worry about the children getting burned. Yes, every once in a while, we'll bring out the sparklers and they're so much fun. I remember growing up with them and using them. But at the same time, I'm thinking, yeah, in the olden days, it was totally different, right? We've got to look at our life with faith like fireworks. Light cuts through the darkness, one tiny sparkle at a time. It's faith like fireworks. One can be tempted to hide from the greatest gift you've ever received, the love and grace of Jesus Christ, your personal risen Savior. Have you stopped long enough today to even think about that freedom that you have been given, that extraordinary gift that you have been handed when you said yes to Jesus Christ? But that firework is one that we don't let shine brightly, is it? Why do you dim those lights? We are called to have the faith like fireworks and be a light unto the world. Matthew 5, 14 through 16 says this, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." When you're called to be a light unto the world, you're bringing out the God colors of the world. Think about that for a moment. Wow. That's impactful. That should not only send chills down your spine, which I feel like I've been saying that a lot lately, but it should shake us up. We need to have faith like fireworks, yet we dim them all the time. We're afraid to stand up. We're afraid, what? Because of what someone else might say? Are you afraid to extend kindness for what someone's going to say? Are you afraid to stand up for what you believe in, for what God has trained you to be, for fear of what? You're called to be a light unto the world. You bring out the God colors of the world. This is not a secret to keep to yourself. You're supposed to let your light shine. You must have faith like fireworks and share it. You got to let your light shine. Think about what you see before the fireworks go off. Maybe you're planning your get together tonight. Maybe you're in an area and, you know, Big Daddy or Grandpa are going to set them off. I can remember way back when my dad, we would go up on our hill. It's our family acreage. We have about 13 acres in the middle of the United States. And we would go there to the heart of the Midwest. And Papa would be there. My dad would be there. And he would buy all these different fireworks. We didn't spend a lot of money on them because, honestly, we could put our money towards something else. But it was something that we appreciated. It was a time that we came together. It was a time to honor those who have gone before us. It was a time to remember history. It was a time to be thankful and to really have gratitude and to be able to understand and also explain to our newer generations coming up, his grandchildren, my children. And so we would go and we would have it. We have gravel road. It's not a paved road to come up to the homes on the hill there. And it was a hill. And we would light off the fireworks. It would be so dark because we have nothing but trees around us. You can't see other homes from where our houses sit. And unless the moon is shining bright, it would be still and it would be dark. And all of a sudden, Papa would light off the firework and I, wow, bright blues and silvers and greens and reds and yellows would burst into the sky. Every single tiny light you could see. Even if you needed glasses, you didn't need glasses because it was so big, it was so bright, it cut through the darkness. It was like that sharp knife that you want to have in the drawer all the time to cut those tomatoes. I mean, it just cut through. It was brilliant. Is that the night that you're planning today? Because God says you need to be the light like that every day. Not just at night, but every day. Faith like fireworks. Think about what you see before those fireworks go off. It's complete darkness. We can't appreciate the brilliance with the sun shining, can we? No, we can't. So sometimes we have to have that darkness in our life to appreciate what really we have before us. As the fireworks explode in the sky, you see all the brilliant colors. What are your favorite colors to see in the sky? Those shapes and various designs, what are your favorite? They get more and more complicated as we get older, you know, more sophisticated, I should say. You can see stars and hearts and rainbows. It's really unique. And when I was growing up, it was just like this beautiful spew of, you know, it looked like a flower that was blooming. And the petals would just kind of fall off. I love the twinkling star ones that just keep going on and on forever. Same goes with your faith. In the darkness, it's grim and bleak, isn't it? It's not a place you want to hang out for long. But as you continue to walk by faith, hope prevails one step at a time. God brightens your despair and cancels your failures with brilliant drops of success, hope, and love. Nothing is impossible with faith like fireworks. Make today the renewing of your faith. Commit, recommit, not to me, but to yourself and to God, and say, you know what? I've taken some things for granted. It's time I step it up a little bit. One step, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. God says, I am here for you. Faith like fireworks, to sparkle bright amongst the chaos, to be a light unto the world, shining brighter today than yesterday. You are God's gift to the world. Nothing is impossible with faith like fireworks. Go out and make today an incredible, beautiful day and night. Be safe. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.